That's all from Information Desk for this week, so on with the news. A chart-topping star visits a new Irish pub in Norwich. A miniature railway reopens after being targeted by vandals. And the new landlord of a city centre pub is hoping to match his parents' commitment to the business.
A chart-topping rapper surprised fans as he stopped for a drink at a newly opened Irish pub in Norwich. Tinny Tempah, a London-born and Brit Award-winning artist, was pictured visiting Butcher Boy's new site in Queen Street. The 37-year-old is known best for his numerous UK number one singles, such as Pass Out and Right in the Stars. The star popped in for a Guinness after performing at Voodoo Daddy's. The gig was part of Everywhere at Once, a nationwide grassroots music festival taking place spearheaded by the Music Venue Trust and the National Lottery. The surprise visit came after the venue relocated from its former site in Exchange Street and reopened in the old Brewdog unit. It sits opposite Kerry's Bar, which is also owned by Marcus Piercy. Mr. Piercy described the relocation as the most incredible opening week of any business I've ever launched. The Butcher's Boy has completely exceeded my expectations and has become something really special. And I'm so proud of what the team has created, he added.
Extreme heat on city buses has left commuters fearing heat exhaustion. Those travelling on First Bus, which is one of the main providers in Norwich, said more needs to be done to improve conditions as temperatures soared to 40 degrees C in places. Some commuters say they have experienced symptoms of heat, exhaustion and worry about children and the elderly who have to travel in the heat. A student who wished to remain anonymous says he has been tracking the temperature on the upper deck of the buses, which had reached above 40 degrees. The buses have aircon, but they do not use it for passengers. Others said they had had similar experiences travelling by bus as temperatures rocketed in the city. A spokesman for First Bus said, "Nearly half of our fleet in the Norwich region are electric buses, equipped with the latest air conditioning equipment, complemented by a proportion of our diesel buses, which also have air conditioning. However, because of the age of some of our buses, a smaller number were never originally fitted with air conditioning. In those cases, windows can be opened, and we advise customers to travel with plenty of water and anything else to help keep them cool in this heat."
A miniature railway has reopened after it was targeted by vandals twice in one week. Volunteers discovered the damage to the posts, the points in the track and the electrical wiring at Eaton Park Miniature Railway in Norwich. The attraction, which is owned and run by the Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers, was forced to close for the day. Later, members of the society discovered further damage to the signalling post and points. The repairs we have already made have been undone, so the destruction is worse this time. Steve Battle, who is one of the directors of NDSME, said, "The society is looking for any witnesses who might have seen either case of vandalism." A spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said an officer is due to speak to a member of the society. The society announced that the attraction was opening, while a spokesman for the NDSME said, "Hope to see you and thank you all for your kind words, comments and support."
The new landlord of a city centre pub is hoping to match his parents' commitment to the business. Cameron McLaren has spent weeks transforming the Wigan Pen in St Martin at Palace Plain while retaining the 300-year-old building's historic charm. The 27-year-old inherited the business from his parents, Craig and Lynn McLaren, who ran the pub for 33 years. He said, "My dad was looking to retire and decided to pass on the baton to me after injuring his pelvis. He's really proud that the business is staying in the family. I grew up round the pub. I wanted to keep its historical charm, but I've started to make some changes to the business. For example, our coffee is supplied by OPs in Bank Plain, and all of our ales are brewed in Norfolk."
The founders of a family-run restaurant group said they're grateful beyond words as they mark a decade of flavourful meals and community spirit. Now, Namaste Village has been offering vegetarian Indian cuisine in the heart of Norwich since it opened in 2016, growing from a family kitchen into a small chain. And this week, it will be celebrating its 10th anniversary with a week-long offer of 50% off food. Founded by the Jitani family, who moved to the UK in 2006, Namaste Village was created from a desire to share the food of their childhood with others, whilst promoting ethical, sustainable and compassionate eating.